Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how about a heads up next time? We're going to open up the topic. 602-805-0101. New number.
602-805-0101.
Call in. A heads up next time. So this past weekend, my good friend Brandon Raffy, you know Raffy from the Billboards Accident Attorney. Been friends a long time. His beautiful wife, Paige, threw him a birthday party out in Vegas. It's the 40th, the big one. Hey, big one. Hey, yo. So I'm like, oh, man, I had so much going on in life and things with personal stuff and business and stuff like that, but I had to take the flight, so I was going to do a turnaround trip. His birthday party was Saturday night, so as you guys know, I booked a trip. I think the flight was like at 6 p.m., and I was going to take a 5 a.m. flight because I said it's going to be dinner and then the after party, so 4 in the morning. It's Vegas. Mm-hmm. And if you follow me on my Instagram, you'll see all the special guests that were there. It was crazy. He had Pauly D DJ it.
Insane.
From the Jersey Shore. And then 50 Cent come out with Uncle Murda and Tony Yayo. It's like half of G-Unit's on stage. Mm-hmm. Brandon Raffy. It was crazy. It's on my Instagram, the video of Raffy and 50 Cent. Anywho, before I get to Vegas, I was already out some money. Hence, how about a heads up next time? I'm going in line to TSA because I'm a regular person like JD. He gets VIP.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually quite cheap to get TSA pre-check. It's very
so
easy.
I'm in line and some guy recognized me. He's like, Joey boy. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And he's dressed in a suit. I go, are you going to Raffy party? He goes, yeah. Are you carrying your suit in your bag? I go, yeah. I was thinking of wearing the suit and just kind of like, would have been kind of a cool content
piece. It's gangster,
piece.
But you shouldn't wear it.
Yeah, be comfortable on a plane.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh. Because what if I spill something on it with my love?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I carried it. We had struck up a conversation. We got there early enough. So he says, hey, you want to hit the bar before jumping on this flight? So getting to know this guy, he's a friend of Raffy. We're, you know, he's like, let me get this first round. I'm like, sure. I'm thinking we'll do a round. So he orders a shot. I ordered like a vodka soda. So it comes up. We still have some time. So the bartender comes up. He's like, another round, fellas? He's like, yeah, just keep it on my tab. And I'm like, no, let me get this second round. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very kind fan of the show. You're like, absolutely. You got the first. I'll get the second.
Have to.
Very nice.
Even if he didn't know who I was, I would always treat for the second round. If you're treating for the first, I'll get the second round. Well, I hear on the intercom, our flight's boarding. I was like, hey, can I close out? He's like, sure. Gives me the bill. It's almost $100
for just the two of you.
Yeah, yes. That's normal. That's the new economy.
For two drinks, and I had a vodka soda. And I know the upcharge at airports, but a vodka soda, even if it's the airport, $20,
$25 worst case. Yeah.
Worst case.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of freaking money. But you're at the airport, and I need it because I hate to fly. I need a little drink. Anywho, so I look at this guy had a shot of bourbon. Top shelf. Shot was $50.
He went top shelf on you?
It had to be.
Oh my gosh.
$50 for a little shot. Here's the kicker, JD. We're boarding. He looks at the shot. He's like, oh, that's us. I go, oh yeah. Let me close out. He took a little swig. He didn't even finish that second shot.
Oh
no. Well, he did tell you, so under his breath, he probably was like, oh, no. Like,
how about a heads up?
Yeah, how about a heads up would have been nice.
If I say, no, I got this round, he's like, hey, heads up. Mm-hmm. He goes, the shot I got, it's an expensive shot. I probably would ask, like, wait, what is it? Mm-hmm. It's called, like, Weller or Keller. It's like, Weller. It's an expensive bourbon. And I was like, dang, bro.
You'd probably get it anyway, though, right? So that way you don't look cheap. Because I know I would. Regardless.
I would have to.
But at least you get the heads up.
At least a heads up or match his... Yeah, match his freak.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I wanted something that's expensive.
The
like,
only
maybe
phrase
I want
using
that.
Yeah.
$50 for a shot, man.
That's wild.
A heads up.
Did you see the bottle? Because usually sometimes the bottle be really fancy. Did you see him pour it and you're like, ooh, what is that?
I did not see him pour it. He pointed it out. And he gave me the story why it's expensive because I think he felt bad.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's made.
You have to. That's why he offered to pay for it.
He had to give you the context and where it was made and where it came from just to give you some, I don't know, make you feel better.
I think it's, he started going about barrels and they don't make them anymore.
Yeah. He was reaching.
He felt bad.
He felt bad.
Bourbon-aged barrel in Ireland.
Yeah. It's only done by one man. He's 87 years old.
It's a family-owned.
Yeah.
God. You got God, bro.
But he offered to pay. No, I like the guy. Like, we exchanged numbers. Really cool guy. He's a family guy. He has two kids, two little ones, and really awesome. We're going to hang out soon. So, but I was like, damn, dude, heads up, bro.
Oh, dope. He probably thought normally it would have been a drink, but he slammed it as a shot. Or could you tell?
He did order it neat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he originally thought, wow, if it's that strong and you just take it as a shot, man, that means you want to get cooked. Yeah, he was on his way to Vegas. I get it.
Yeah, he was pregame in Vegas.
But I was like, man, I haven't even stepped foot in Vegas. I'm out $100. How's that possible?
That's tough, man. Yeah, that's tough. What are you going to do? Not pay it? You're the guy now.
Got to do it.
So, hence, anything in life right now, like, you appreciate a heads up.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.